News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and we are indeed just plain right. Hey, listen, it is time now, 3:36 p.m. I got to tell you, in case you haven't heard, I mean, their ads are playing all the time because one of our team members, been with us since the very beginning, is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. I mean, if you're looking for a job, look, these are the folks who can get people back to work. I'm just telling you. And they had one of their biggest years ever. I was talking to them just the other day. ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. I know these folks personally. They've got jobs posted there putting people back to work left and right. But here's the kicker. If you're an employer and you need more employees for your workforce, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. Good at what they do. I know them personally. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. ZLAUSA.com. All right, next in the triple dipper here, I'm moving on in topics. The next one I'm talking about, I'm just calling it the March on Conservatives. I don't know. Take that one how you feel. Is it a march? Are we marching on conservatives? Or are we getting marched on conservatives? Well, so here's the deal. There were a couple of big marches here recently. And I'll tell you, it's just funny to me. It's also sad. It's so predictable. For instance, I got an article here, Washington Post, just a couple of days ago, the 24th. Today's the 27th, so yeah, about 3 days ago. It's an opinion piece, so there's that. And it's in the Washington Post, which, okay, there's that. But the title of it is Pro-Lifers, Rest in Peace, the Pro-Death Movement is Born. Okay. Liberals hate it when the right gets organized. You know what I'm saying? Liberals hate it when the right gets busy and gets organized. So the point of this writer's, you know, trite little piece is, it says the weekend began with the March for Life. It ended with the March for Death. Okay. Anti-vaccine activists decided to piggyback on Friday's annual anti-abortion march into Capitol to have a Defeat the Mandates rally, combining the two groups of mostly conservative activists engaged in a demonstration of mass inconsistency. Because one is saying, that this is their point, they're saying that one of them is saying, the right to life exists in the womb and that the mother does not have a choice. You know, that's what they're saying, we say. We don't quite say it that way, but that's what they're saying, we say. Then on the other hand, they're saying, with it comes to vaccine mandates, my body, my choice. Inconsistency. It's wrong. By pushing back against mandates, you're calling for death. While on Friday, you were calling for life. What's wrong with you, conservatives? What an idiotic post. Well, this is a classic example of somebody who just can't stand when the conservatives get busy and get active and start doing stuff. So that was just goofy. But there were these two big marches. And by the way, we're not alone in the world with this, all right? Marches worldwide, protests worldwide on some of this stuff. And I couldn't help but remember, and I had to go online to pull, make sure I remember the year. So 1997. Yes, 1997. How many of you in this audience went to the Promise Keepers event on the Mall in Washington, D.C.? I did. It was awesome. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know there had to have been a million men on the Mall. It was shoulder to shoulder, no lie, shoulder to shoulder, from the steps of the Capitol all the way back to the Washington Monument. Literally, shoulder to shoulder. I can tell you roughly where I was standing. And the synergy that was there, it was amazing. And I feel like, too, it was one of the most spiritual moments of my entire life. They even had one moment there where they said they were going to ceremonially do what's called blowing the shofar, because when they rallied the people of Israel in Scripture, they often sounded the horns. They blew the shofar horns. And there were three different sounds. And the third sound was supposed to signify the coming of the Messiah. And I'm going to tell you right now, woo! When a million men were standing there praying and singing praises, and then they blew the third shofar, I'm not so sure the second coming didn't happen. I don't know. I began looking for it to happen right then, but it was an amazing moment. I love it when people march peacefully, and by the way, we did. And you know what I remember too? Louis Farrakhan's group called theirs the Million Man March. It didn't really have a million anywhere close. We had what we called Farrakhan math for a while. But they trashed the Washington Mall. trashed it. It was awful. When the Promise Keepers event ended, people were literally walking around picking up trash, making sure things were clean, and we left it like we found it to the best we could. Well, that was 1997. But conservatives still remember the Washington Mall, and they go there too. It's not just a place where you have these ridiculous women's marches where they wear the, you know, the pink hats that look like ladies' body parts. So all to say, just last week we had two. We had protesters marching in Washington against COVID vaccine mandates. We had Marchers for Life, you know, marching in support of pro-life and hoping the Supreme Court's going to basically overrule or overturn Roe. And it was an amazing couple of events. Wall Street Journal reports that just last week, protesters did rally in the nation's capital on Sunday against government mandates. By the way, I saw a preliminary where they were trying to talk it down. Oh, we expect 3,000 to 5,000. No, tens of thousands showed up at the march against mandates. And then the other is the one that occurred the previous Friday. So it was quite a weekend for conservatism. That was the March for Life. And you remember we had Dale Strong on the other day, Copper, who talked about being there at the March for Life. And that was pretty cool. In that particular one, thousands of pro-life demonstrators went down Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. for the 49th annual March for Life. And they did say, too, by the way, that even if Roe is overturned, all it does is hand it back to the states. The fight will go to the states, and it will continue the fight against abortion throughout. So these marches have been happening, and by the way, they're happening peacefully. You're not seeing anything burning. You're not seeing anything happening that goes wrong. You're not seeing the National Guard getting called out. But it's amazing to me to read these articles, like, basically saying, and here's the scary things that were happening in the background. We think we saw neo-Nazis there. It's, I mean, come on, really? Hey, I got a caller on line four, Copper. Let me grab Scott for Huntsville. Hey, Scott, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm well. I was going to share a quick Promise Keepers.
Yeah.
I wasn't at the D.C. rally, but I was at the one in Memphis, 95 or 96, and at the time I had a son in St. Jude. Coach McCartney visited my son and my family in our room, prayed over my son, prayed with us, and then announced it at the rally, and I got to feel the power of 80,000 men praying over me at one time.
Wow. Wow. I bet that was a significant moment.
That really was. That was my most spiritual moment, and McCartney was fantastic.
He was, and that was more than a movement. That was a significant period of time, I think, with that the Promise Keepers movement. I wish it would come back.
Yeah, if you get an opportunity, I wish it would come back. But Tony Evans is doing a few things, and if you ever get a chance, he's got a book out there called Kingdom Man, and it is really fantastic. It talks about how we as Christian men have let our communities, our families, our state down by lowering God's standard for what we're supposed to be keeping.
Nice. Great okay. book. All right. Well, I like Tony Evans a lot, so yep, I'll check it out. Hey, hey, thanks, right. Scott. Appreciate your time, man. Have a great day. Listen, so yeah, these marches, and that's what a great event that was. The one in Memphis. I went to one in Nashville also, Promise Keepers rally there that was huge in Titan Stadium. But yeah, the marches, they're not just confined to the Washington Mall. They're not just confined to the United States. Because what's happening right now is the level of liberal progressive overreach worldwide is having a significant impact on people's lives to the extent that a measure of civil disobedience is happening across the world. I've got articles right here that I'll share after the break from Canada, from various countries in Europe. And, of course, there's more happening in the United States. Keep your eyes on this. I think it's important that we, by the way, do so peacefully. I am not going to advocate for anything like the thing that happened on January 6th, the riot that happened on January 6th. Not an insurrection, a riot. However, what I will say is we have a need to organize as conservatives. We have a need to make our voices heard. We have an absolute responsibility to walk down the streets the same as any other group does under our constitutional rights for freedom of speech and the freedom of assembly and let the world know how we feel about things that are happening. So I'm glad this is happening in other places. We're going to come back from this break and tell you what, we're going to unpack that a little bit more. Top of the hour, you're going to want to hang around for that, because top of the hour is one of my favorite moments every single week we do this, the Grand Council, with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. We'll be right back here on Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got some breaking news before I finish up with that section of the Triple Dipper I was doing about March on Conservatives. Let me just jump in here with a piece of breaking news. The Pentagon has officially issued a statement regarding the vaccine mandates for DOD civilians. So all you folks out there at Redstone Arsenal, that are, working in civilian clothes. Here's the deal. It says, quote, to ensure compliance with the preliminary nationwide injunction issued on January 21st, the Department of Defense is not taking any further actions to implement or enforce a civilian employee vaccination as required by Executive Order 14043 at this time. You know what that means? That means they went, crap. All right, we won't do it. So the bottom line is this, we just hit another victory mark. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't potentially reinstitute it later if this is, ruled constitutional. But right now what happened was, in another case, because right now what we're seeing is the courts are not buying this. They're not buying President Biden's in run around the Constitution. They're not. And I am not anti-vax, but I am, oh by God, I am anti-mandate. And this is big doing. So right now, all you DOD civilians out there, all you GS-99s out there at Redstone and other places working for the government, for the DOD, they are not going to enforce the vaccine mandate. They have put an official pause on it. It is off the shelf for the moment. And that's good news. All right, listen. I'll move on with a few more pieces of this. So this part of the Triple Dipper I'm on, the first one I did was education, all about the Benjamins. Number two, Triple Dipper, March on Conservatives. Is it a march on conservatives, or are we saying march on conservatives? Well, I think both. Here's a story. I told you it's not just in the United States. It's not just on the Washington Mall. Here's one that I pulled off of Canadian CTV News right here. Canadian CTV News is reporting that there's this thing called a trucker's freedom convoy. Is that what they call it? Freedom? Yeah, the freedom convoy. So apparently, and by the way, you think our government's liberal? I mean, I think we're in a race to see who can be more progressively liberal as a national government, us or Canada. Well, the Canadian government under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau enacted a vaccine mandate on cross-border truckers that is basically, they believe it's curbing their ability to work. It's almost like it's a mandate or your job, and yet these folks were told just the last 2 years working in the pandemic that they were essential and they had to keep the supply chain open. Well, this so-called freedom convoy has sparked up, and it's a convoy. And what I'm not seeing in here is how many trucks are in the convoy, but apparently there's a lot. And this freedom convoy is making its way across the country, heading to the Capitol. And their goal is to get to the Capitol and pull up in front of the Capitol and be able to, have a rally there on the spot. Well, conservative MPs, the members of Parliament in Canada, they're publicly cheering this thing on. They're like, yeah, come on, fellas, drive them big rigs. So they are all for it. It's like a Smokey and the Bandit moment for them. But the so-called freedom convoy has also sparked outrage, of course it has, by by liberals who just want to know what they think they're doing, driving around. They could be unvaccinated. It could be the pandemic of the unvaccinated trucker. Well, all right, there's one way of conservatives organizing and moving about in such a way. By the way, the article went on to stoke so many unnecessary, fearful, like for instance, here's one line in this article. This could be a Canadian version of the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Shut up. That is just That's just fear-mongering, and I should keep that one copper for my snowflake segment later on. But anyway, here's another one. U.S. News is reporting that there are literally protests all over Europe. Reporting on January 22nd, which is just 5 days ago, thousands gathered in European capitals on one day, Saturday, to protest vaccine passports and other government requirements. Demonstrations took place in Athens, Helsinki, London, Paris, and Stockholm. Wow. Marches in Paris, it says, drew hundreds of demonstrators protesting the introduction from Monday of a new COVID-19 pass. In other words, they're going to have a pass to be able to go anywhere they want to go. In Sweden, vaccine certificates are required to attend indoor events with more than 50 people. And 3,000 demonstrators marched through central Stockholm. Helsinki, an estimated 4,000 people marched Saturday. The Finnish government has just recently authorized local and regional authorities to introduce what they call extensive and full measures to curb people's lives in the wake of the Omicron. The thing that I think needs to be noted is at the very bottom of the article, it says no unrest or violence was reported to the police. And I tell you what, I got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, and I see two callers. Which one's first? Or Copper, highlight me one. Which one you like? Yep, that's right. I think he was first. Alan from Hartsel is on line five. Hey, Alan. Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
I'm surviving. How about you?
I'm good enough, man. I'm good enough.
I have got one little comment.
All right.
You know, if for a lot of years, the transportation people, the American trucker, has been dog cussed for years. I mean, he's just been low-life scumbag. Now, all of a sudden, when this transportation problem comes up, you start to see what the government has been into now since the 90s that I dealt with.
Yeah.
There's so many government regulations now. Even if you are a commercial driver, you still have to put up with some of the most idiotic rules and regulations. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is. And it's even gotten worse in California, where now your truck can't be older. Your rig can't be older than 10 years, I think, and 10 years old. I mean, so basically you've got to buy new equipment to be allowed to drive into California. Hey, I got somebody else on the line. Alan, thanks for your call, man. That was a great point, and you are right. That was Alan from Hartsville. Let me grab real quick before we're out of time, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Phil. The March on Conservatives. The march last week, primarily conservatives, for March for Life, about 150,000 marchers in 6-degree wind chill weather for 7 hours, winding up in front of the Supreme Court to protest Roe v. Wade and wanting to end the culture of death.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's dedication too, isn't it?
Amen.
All right. Thomas, thanks for the call, man. I'm up against the break. We appreciate you, and thanks for being in the audience. All right, folks, listen. Going to jump to the thing that I look forward to every week. Coming up, top of the hour, Grand Council. My brethren, Jeff Poor from 106.5 down yonder on the coast, and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. We'll be right back.